going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What's going on, everybody? And good morning. Today is Friday, April 25th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I think you all know what the big news today is, and that is that the Eagles made a pick on Thursday night. No, they didn't trade out. In fact, they traded up, and they selected linebacker Jahad Campbell from Alabama, a pick that is shocking. But once you think about it, it makes a ton of sense. So we got a lot to get into today. Howie Roseman talked about the pick. Nick Sirianni talked too, but honestly, didn't really say much. And then Jahad Campbell talked for the first time since being drafted by the Eagles. He's from South Jersey. He's a massive Eagles fan. Talked about his grandpa liking the Eagles and all that. So a really cool story for him. So we're going to play Howie audio, Jahad Campbell audio for you. We're going to get into some players that they could draft tonight in the second and third round, some of the best available players still on the board. So let's just dive right into it. First, what is on the schedule for today? The second and third round of the NFL draft start at 7 p.m. The Eagles currently have picks 64 and 96. They did trade away one of their fifth round picks to move up from number 32 to 31 to draft Jahad Campbell. So they have a little less ammunition to move up if they want to in the second round. But with all those picks in 2026, they still have quite a bit to do it if they want to. So that'll start at 7 p.m. I'll be on WIP from 6 to 10 tonight with Tom Kelly. So call in. It'd be awesome to hear from you. And I want to hear what you guys think of the pick, because it's, like I said, it's a surprising one. But I think it's one of those, when you think about it, it does make a ton of sense. So let's get into what Howie Roseman had to say about the pick. Here is Howie when he first sat down talking about Jahad Campbell. And notice he says a top 10 player on their board. Here is Howie Roseman.
We picked Jahad Campbell. We made a small trade up just to ensure that we could get him. There are a lot of trades in the 20s. And so we just want to make sure that someone didn't jump ahead of us. Excited to have him. Really excited to have him. Wasn't really something we anticipated. Understand some of the other teams may have reasons for taking other players, but for us, this is a really easy pick. Really explosive player. He can play inside. He can be an edge rusher. Just really feel fortunate to bring him home back to Philly.
Howie, there were reports that you were trying to trade up a little bit earlier. Was that for Jahad?
It was. Again, this was a top 10 player on our board. We do not have any long-term concerns with his health. We have, we look at the draft as a long-term opportunity for our team. We have a lot of confidence this guy's going to be here and play at a really high level for a long time. And so when you're in a draft and you're picking at the end of the first round, you have an opportunity to get a top 10 player at your board, on your board. A guy who can affect the quarterback, a guy who can affect the passing game. You know, for us, it was a no-brainer. Local kid, great character. So we were really excited to add him.
Yeah, I know it's coach speak, or not coach speak, like GM speak. Of course, he's the top 10 player on their board. Of course, he is the guy they tried to trade up for. But if he didn't suffer a shoulder injury, Jahad Campbell would have been drafted way higher. And I thought, you know, when I'm at the Eagles draft party on Thursday night and they draft him, the initial reaction is, oh my God, they took a linebacker, first one since 79. I really think when you listen to how we talk, it is clear they view this guy not as a linebacker, but an edge rusher that has an ability to play linebacker. Here's Howie when asked straight up if he will start in the linebacker room or in the edge rusher room. Here's Howie.
Yeah, I think we'll go through that here. But this is a guy who was recruited from IMG at Alabama as an edge rusher, hand in the dirt edge rusher. They had some injuries at Alabama. They played him off the ball. You see his explosiveness and his speed. And really, you know, it's kind of interesting, and we talked about this a lot. You know, you see it. You see Penn State give them a lot of credit for what they've done. They've had guys off the ball move to edge rushers. Obviously, their last two guys who've been drafted really high, they started off the ball and they moved to edge rushers. Vic does a tremendous job with getting guys who have pass rush ability to be versatile players like that. And I think what's really fun is that those guys who have that versatility, who can go out on the edge and get pressure as a rusher, and he's got speed, he's got power as an edge rusher, he was trained as an edge rusher, and then he's got the versatility to play off the ball and blitz from depth and play in space, in pass coverage, as an off-ball linebacker. And so the things that you can do and keep all these players on the field. So for us, you know, it's just we always want to improve the front seven, and we view him as a front seven player who's got incredible versatility and a skill set to do both those things. And the appeal is that he's got this rush skill set, and he's 21 years old. He turned 21 on February 24th. So you know, like, he's got upside to grow and get bigger, and his frame is such that he can put on more weight and more strength. And so, as you can tell, excited about the player.
So he went on to say this had nothing to do with N'Kobe Dean, which would further, you know, kind of push the idea that this is not somebody coming for N'Kobe Dean's snaps. I think he will impact N'Kobe's snaps because he's a better athlete, and I think they'll want him on the field. But I really, really do think they view Jahad Campbell as an edge rusher. He is a linebacker, and, you know, I think how he said it in there, but, you know, he moved and played linebacker because of injury. He was originally an edge rusher as a prospect. He has the body of an edge rusher. I think he has skill sets of an edge rusher. He just played linebacker because that's where Alabama needed him. But if you look at, like, his strengths as a player, quick get off the ball, good bend around the edges, long arms, 13% pass rush win rate, I think this guy is much closer to, like, a Micah Parsons type of body than like a N'Kobe Dean, obviously. So I really think they view this guy as an edge rusher. But I also think, and Howie said this a few times, that he's someone that will play in the front seven, right? And someone that they can get, I don't know if he said this specifically, but someone they can move around, someone that can do different things, someone that can impact the passer. And that's all going to come from how he is used by Vic Fangio. So Howie was asked about Vic Fangio and kind of, you know, how involved he was with this pick. And here's what Howie had to say.
Yeah, tremendous respect for Coach Fangio and the accomplishments he has and what he sees in defensive players. And so, you know, I think for us, we're having those conversations with every member of our coaching staff and certainly our coordinators. And obviously Vic, with the success that he's had, those conversations go deep. And so understanding that he's got a vision for the player, but we've seen what he can do with guys with this kind of skill set. And you just look around the league, you know, the teams that we have to get through to get where we want to go, they have fast, explosive quarterbacks, players in their backfield that we got to bring down at all levels of our defense. And we need a tremendous amount of front seven players to contain those guys. And so it's always been a priority, you know, for us. This doesn't deviate what we believe. You know, we believe in affecting the passing game on offense and defense, and this guy can affect the passing game on defense.
So I think for a lot of years, not a lot, but I think the Eagles went through a bit of a phase where maybe the coaching staff wasn't completely aligned with the front office. And not talking about this coaching staff. But during that phase, you notice they didn't draft as well. they're drafting at a high level now. And I think there's a lot of reasons for it. But one is, I think them and the coaching staff are on the same page. And I would imagine when they looked at Jahad Campbell and the possibility of getting him, that they talked to Vic and he presented like how he would use him, what he how he would be used in the system, what he could do with him, how he could get creative with him, but also just trust his eye, like have him watch Campbell and just say like, can he be an edge rusher? I mean, he's the one that correctly identified Zach Bond as a stand-up middle linebacker more than an edge rusher. So I'm sure Fangio obviously co-signed this pick. When they made the pick, the cameras cut to Fangio and Howie talking. But I really think this guy is going to get a lot of snaps along the edge. I think like he could be the starting edge opposite Nolan Smith. So we'll see. But listening to Howie talk, I really do think they view this guy way more as an edge than a stand-up linebacker. So after Howie, we got to hear from Jahad Campbell. And he said a couple interesting things. So I'm going to just play like his first two answers here. But it was, I thought there was a kind of noteworthy answer there. Sorry. Here's Jahad Campbell talking about the fact he's an Eagles fan, but also the interactions he had with the Eagles prior to the draft.
Yeah, I know you grew up a half an hour or so from here. Did you grow up an Eagles fan? And secondly,
yeah.
How much
come
you know
on, man. Definitely.
Okay, yeah. I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
How much interaction did you have with the Eagles in the pre-draft process?
So I only spoke to him like once. I talked to Coach Washburn and, you know, just building that connection and that bond. You know, we was, you know, just talking together and, yeah, I only talked to him once, so.
Did you get a good feel for how that went?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're a very great organization. You know, they have very great coaches, great staff, you know, that make sure, you know, the team has, you know, great value, you know, so we could win when regular season games, when playoffs, and, you know, most importantly, win a Super Bowl. So.
So the interesting thing there to me is he said he only talked to the defensive line coach. So we talked so much heading up to the draft about the importance of the top 30 visit. And it does not seem he had a top 30 visit. So what to take from that? The first is pretty crazy. Pretty crazy they took a guy that did not have a top 30 visit. The last guy they took that didn't have a top 30 visit was Andre Dillard. So that's not good. And also, like they really value getting to know people. It doesn't seem like they got the opportunity to do that with him. That's a little surprising. Now, they had him as a top 10 player on the board, but also they felt like he could have been there, Howie said at one point. Like they thought in like the last, you know, in the weeks before the draft that he could be there. Maybe at that point it couldn't happen. But Jahad Campbell wasn't exactly projected. Not many mock drafts had him going in the top 15. So I don't know. Just interesting that he only talked to the defensive line coach. That is one thing I don't like about the pick is the last time they did a pick like this, it was Andre Dillard. So Andre Dillard was supposed to go higher. He dropped. They viewed him as too good of a value pick. They got him. A little bit of similarity here. Not to compare him to Dillard the player, but just in terms of their research, they did more in-person research on other players, it seems. And presumably, it sounds like he hasn't even talked to Nick Sirianni. And Howie's like, you know, he said in a minute, but when Howie called, he's like, do you know who this is? So that's a little bit concerning. Something else, though, Jahad Campbell said, and he said this a few times in the interview when we spoke to him. He kept describing himself not as like an edge or a linebacker, but as a dominant force. So here's Jahad Campbell talking about the type of player he can be.
I think just being, you know, like a dominant force for the defense. So really, like, you know, just put me wherever and just, you know, finding different schemes for me to play and, you know, making an impact.
It's pretty well known that you came in as more, you know, you play defensive end, and then that was kind of, do you have a preference in terms of, you know, what you like to play or what you think brings out the best?
Man, I'm just ready to be the best version of myself each and every day and compete, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, be that dominant force at whatever the coach wants to put me at, honestly.
So Howie also, when talking about Jahad Campbell, kept kind of referencing like a front seven player, like not really calling him an edge. Again, definitely think he's going to be an edge, but calling him a front seven player. And I think that that's probably how they view him, right? And like what he was at Alabama, to be fair. But I like the dominant force thing. And to be honest, like listening to Jahad Campbell, I was impressed. Like the best word I can say to describe how I thought he came across was like confident and like swagger. Like he didn't, like a lot of rookies are kind of shy, especially on the draft call. He definitely wasn't shy. He reminded me a little bit of Nolan Smith, not completely, but like a little bit more short answers than Nolan gives. But he definitely had confidence about it. Like I was impressed from the initial interview with Jahad Campbell. And then finally, Jahad describes the phone call when the Eagles drafted him. And I thought this was pretty cool. He talks about his family's big Eagles fan. So here's Jahad Campbell on the phone call he got from Howie Roseman.
The phone call, what was that like? What did they say on the phone? And you're someone who would know what a 215 number is. So when that 215 number
Once I see the number, I'm like, pretty interesting. Okay. So I answered it. And it was Howie, but he was like, you know what this is? You know what this is? I'm like, nah. And then that's when he's like, it's Howie Roseman. I was about to break down, man, you know, because, I mean, it was just a surreal moment, you know, for me and my family. Like, my grandfather, like, I'm talking way back in Randall Cunningham days. You know, he always watched the Eagles, and he always loved the Eagles. You know, my pops, my mom, my two brothers, my uncle, I mean, like, my whole family, you know. So it was definitely a special moment, you know, for me and my family.
So that's cool. I mean, ultimately, like, we'll see if he can play and all that, but just on a basic level, pretty cool that an Eagles fan got drafted by the Eagles. Like, imagine being, you know, his family. Like, you know, you, right? Like, you listening are an Eagles fan. Your family's an Eagles fan, presumably. Imagine how cool it would be for your family if you got drafted by the Eagles. So that is pretty cool. So the last thing I'll say before we get to the other side of the pod, I want to talk about some guys still available that they could draft tonight is, I like the pick. I think he's athletic. I think he has a good body to be an edge rusher. I'm not comparing him to Jordan Davis in the way that Jordan Davis did not show any ability to rush the passer in college, but I think the similarity would be the Eagles got this guy to be an edge rusher. And so he's going to have to develop into a full-time edge rusher. He, worst case, like he could stand up and play linebacker, I guess, but I think their hope is they got an edge rusher here. And I think they view him as like a Micah Parsons type of athlete. I'll have to go and compare Micah to Jahad Campbell, but yeah, I think they think they got themselves a pass rusher here. I think they got themselves a steal. And honestly, like looking at the reaction online from draft people, I think a lot of people agree. So who could be the next steal? Who could be the next pick that they draft? On the other side, let's talk about some of the best available players still on the board that the Eagles could target. But first, a word from our sponsors. And as you guys know, when it comes to sponsors, we got two places that have backed us since day one, and that is, of course, Window Nation. So let's start with Window Nation. Getting on the Daily Pod, you got to love that for Window Nation. So Window Nation, I'm sitting in my home right now, and I could not imagine having a more comfortable and energy-efficient home because I have great windows. It helps that I have great windows. In April is the perfect time to replace. If you have outdated windows, it's the perfect time to do it. And guess what? Our friends at Window Nation have a special offer for you in April. You can go ahead and upgrade your home this April with Window Nation's incredible buy four, get four free sale happening now through April 30th. Plus, a free entry door when you purchase homes for your entire house. That, my friends, is a sick giveaway. And as you know, Window Nation always provides great financing options. Right now, you get 0% financing and zero down with no monthly payments until 2027. Window Nation always partners with the top window manufacturers in the nation to build windows to their high quality specs. Then they pass the savings on to you. You'll protect your home with some of the best windows you can buy at a fraction of the price of those other brands. So the sale ends April 30th. Schedule your estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. And while you are at it, while you have all this money from the free financing and no payments for a few years, go ahead and open the Bet Parks app, because the Bet Parks app is trusted by some of the biggest names in Philly media. Let's be real here. Mike Quick, Seth Joyner, Jody Mack, Mark Zumoff, Rob Ellis, Joe Conklin, and then you have me and James. Not as big as those guys, but we do host the Go Birds pod. which I love about us. And they are all reminding you that even if your team doesn't score, there's always another way to win with Bet Parks, the official sportsbook and online casino of Go Birds and the only app we use and recommend. So go ahead and get the Bet Parks app and play blackjack, craps, roulette, and more. All the casino action at your fingertips. Play hot online slots, slot games like Squid Game, Breaking Bad, Peaky Blinders, and Ted based on your favorite streaming shows and movies. New users, download the Bet Parks Casino online app and sportsbook and get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Casino bonus must be wagered. See betparks.com for details. Must be 21 and in PA, New Jersey, Maryland, or Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Gambler. So, we know the first pick of the Eagles 2025 draft class, Jahad Campbell. Now we try to find out who could be the second pick. So, let's talk about some players that fell out of the first round that maybe they would have interest in. The first I would say is Donovan Ezeraku, Boston College, local guy. Now, since they view Jahad Campbell as an edge, you would think less likely, and I would also think he's going to go relatively early in the second round. But if he were to fall to 64, you just wonder if the value is too good there. Now, the tough thing is, roster spot-wise, clearly he would make the team if they took him in the second round. But like Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Bryce Huff, if he's still here, Azeez Ojulari, Josh Uche, Jahad Campbell, like the roster spots start to not be there for edge rushers. But Donovan Ezeraku, definitely someone that they had interest in the pre-draft process that's still there. Nick Scowerton, another edge rusher out of Texas A&M, only 20 years old, came in for a pre-draft process, met Brandon Graham. He's another possibility. Now, let's talk about the cornerback that's still on the roster. I'm sorry, still available. Trey Amos from Ole Miss. He came in for a top 30 visit. He is somebody that they've shown interest in. And I think that the need at corner is still there. When we were at the draft party, we talked a lot about this. But a lot of teams have three really good receivers. So there are needs for having three high-quality corners. Because otherwise, the opposing offenses will attack that weak spot. So Trey Amos is there. Will Johnson, the cornerback out of Michigan, had he not suffered an injury last year, he probably is not available in the second round. Now, the medicals matter with him, and if they're not comfortable with it, that matters. But if he's all the way at 64, you wonder at what point, like, the value is just too good. So Will Johnson, someone to keep an eye on for them. Benjamin Morrison, the cornerback out of Notre Dame. I think good value potentially there at 24. 6 foot, 193 pounds. He does have short arms, but he has good hips per the scouting reports. To be honest, I don't really know what it means. I know what it means, but I don't know if he specifically has good hips. I just know the scouting reports say so. He's somebody that I liked when I looked in the pre-draft process. So definitely some interesting corners. Now, I think they're going to try to look at the offensive line here. If you look at the guards position specifically, there are some intriguing options still on the board. Marcus Mbeaux out of Purdue, he came in for a top 30 visit. I really like Tate Ratledge out of Georgia. Reminds me a lot of Landon Dickerson. He's somebody I would keep an eye on. Dylan Fairchild out of Georgia, someone I believe Ray Dinger listed as a potential steal. He's still on the board. So some good options on at offensive guard. If you move to the tackle position, Charles Grant from William & Mary, super athletic, came in for a visit. Anthony Belton of NC State also came in for a visit. He's potential options there. And I think the second round is a better place to get the Lane Johnson replacement, to get the one that you can develop for a few years. Now, ideally, you would still want your second round to play right away, but I think it's more acceptable for him to sit for a year, especially if you get guys in the third or fourth round that are playing right away. So those are some offensive linemen they could target. At tight end, I think Elijah Arroyo is the best one left. Him and Harold Fannin are the best ones, but Elijah Arroyo going to get drafted, I would assume, ahead of Harold Fannin. But remember, Harold Fannin Jr., 115 catches last year, great hands, catches a large percentage of targets of the targets he gets. And also, his head coach at Bowling Green is now the Eagles' quarterback coach. So obviously, they know a lot about him. But Elijah Arroyo, I think he's an awesome receiving tight end. I think he's probably still there at 64, but we will see. Those are two tight ends I think they could target. Gunnar Helm is another one I like out of Texas, still on the board. But you would think today is the day where they go and they get themselves a tight end. Also a big day for Dallas Goedert, because with the Colts taking a tight end, that crosses them off the board of teams that could acquire him. So yeah, we'll see what happens with Goddard, but today's a big one. The second and third round are where teams could really get someone that they would view as not needing Goddard. If you're going to get tight end in the fourth round, that's probably not replacing Goddard for you. So today's the day, and Saturday we'll be able to look and see who the teams are that still need tight ends and whether or not they'd be interested in going for Dallas Goedert. Now let's look at some of the safeties. Nick Emenwori is still on the board. Really great athlete, but I don't think he'll be there at 64. Kevin Winston Jr. out of Penn State came in for a visit with the Eagles. Still have a need at safety. I'd really like that pick. Xavier Watts out of Notre Dame, arguably my favorite safety in the draft. I really like Malachi Starks too. Obviously, that's not happening, but he creates turnovers. He's a hard hitter. Really like Xavier Watts. He's still on the board. Jalen Reed out of Penn State still on the board. He's probably more of a fourth round pick, but maybe at 96, potentially he's someone they would consider. So still a lot of really good options on the board. And the Eagles, with how they've done the second and the third round, they'll probably get a good player tonight. So thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it. It's almost 2 o'clock. Time for me to go to bed, but time for you to enjoy today. And we will have another fun night tonight talking about the draft. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.